Well, I really don't remember now what we called them, but...
You ever heard of a shav? You ever heard of
that? Well, now the shavs is what comes up by the sides.
Oh, that would come up by the sides.
Yeah.
See, I never don't know much about it. See, I'm showing my ignorance there. I get buggies confused.
And this other male, I guess we called it the single seed.
Oh, yeah, that'd be the part that
the horse pulls
the
buggy
pulls on. Now, what would you call that?
Single seed.
Uh-huh. Well, what about the part right in front of that single tree? That if you had two horses, for example, each one of them...
Well, that was the breast yoke.
Oh, yeah. Well, have you ever heard of the double tree?
Yeah.
And what would that be?
Double tree is what you hitch back to your load, next to your load.
Oh, that's what you hitch closer to your load, yeah. Well, now, what about on the wagon wheel? Now, the hub would be the center, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, what would you call the thing that goes through the hub?
That's the axle.
Oh yeah, and then now out of that hub, the spokes would go up to what would you call what they?
We call that the filler.
Oh.
Or the rim. Some call it the rim, and some the filler.
That'd be the same thing.
Yeah, it's cut out. We made it by hand. They make it now in the factories and bend it, but we made it by hand in pieces about a couple of feet long.
Oh, so you made those too?
Yeah.
Now that would be the part that the spokes went into the rim. That'd be what turned and everything. Now, if you had to get like out in your fields, you had stumps or something out there, and you'd have to put like to get them out, you'd have to put chains around them and do what to them?
Well, we'd cut us a good long pole.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd weaken the stump a little and then put chains around it and tie it to another pole off some little distance and put it around it and all about one third of the way up, and then we'd hang that around another strong tree, get two or three men out the other end of that long pole, you know, and when they'd pull down pretty big trees.
Yeah,
roots and all.
And you could actually do that.
Yeah.
Now you didn't even have to use a mule.
No.
Well, now, did you call that dragging it out?
Yeah.
And if you were talking about doing it, you might say, well, you were making a sentence out of that.
Yeah.
Yesterday we,
And we called it pulling out stumps.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you break the ground with in the spring?
We broke the ground with a... steers and mules and bull-hung plows. A lot of them homemade.
Oh, they were homemade.
And a lot of the plow stalks was homemade.
Uh-huh. Well, did you have different kinds of plows?
Yeah. We had plows made with wings to them to open up the furrows. And then we had a long plow made different widths to break the ground with. We didn't have any turning plow. All we had, we called it a twister.
Uh-huh.
It had a wing turned out on one side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you could turn under a pretty good size little stubble, but nothing what we got now.
Mm-hmm. Well, this would be, did you have something that you after you first plowed to break the ground up even finer?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
That was a smoothing harrow.
Oh, yeah. Would you have to do that before you could plant?
No, we done that after the plant.
Did that after the plant.
When we're leveling it down to lay off the rows.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you were sawing logs, you know, if you have a frame that you put on, like if you were going to chop up a log, pieces for putting in the fireplace, what would you call that frame?
We call that a saw rack.
Uh-huh. Was there more than one kind of those?
Yeah, there's different types.